Coming up on All Access.
Go win a title, man.
One thing in mind, division champ. That's it.
Going to be hit. Ball is in the air. It's on the ground. And it is recovered by the Patriots.
Hey, that's raising hell, baby. That's raising hell. That's what I'm talking about.
Congratulations. It was a long haul, but you guys did beat every all the comers in this division.
He's going to go all the way. That is Alfonso Dinner.
What he's doing now is the dreams that he had when he was in high school and before high school.
An undrafted and John Velasquez will score by 2.5 in the end.
He's one of the top-rated two-year-olds out there right now, and we had some success with him this past Saturday. He was racing, actually, down there in Miami at Gulfstream Park.
Hey, Eddie Redd.
You all right?
Have another great year.
Matt, let's get some pressure on these guys.
Coming in on lock.
That's it.
It was a hat and t-shirt victory in Miami for the Patriots, and for the 10th time in 12 seasons, the Patriots are division champs. Welcome to All Access, everyone. I'm Steve Burton. There's bigger fish to fry, as New England has accomplished just one of their goals. However, the games are only getting more difficult as the 10-1 top-seeded Houston Texans come to Gillette for a Monday night matchup. We'll introduce you to the Texans throughout the show. First, we take a look back at the sights and sounds from the AFC's clinching win over Miami.
The sights and sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the Patriots.
Gotta love this weather, man.
It would be a huge for us to take that ball, stick it down their throat, make something happen, or make them chase us all day long. Let's go.
Hey, one thing in mind, division champ. That's it.
Hey, man, dominate on three. 1, 2, 3, dominate.
The low snap, bobble bite. Him, he picks it up, trying to kick it, run to the left. No chance. And the Patriots start out in glorious field position once again. Hand off to Ridley to the left side, trying to break the tackle. He does. He goes into the end zone, standing up.
Hey, watch the ball early here. Let's keep it high and tight. He couldn't test that time to the punter. Couldn't get a grip on it. Nice job.
Hand off comes to Reggie Bush to the middle, and he gains a couple of 3 yards.
Bush is still looking to bounce it out. Do a good job of setting the edge there. Okay, just stay out there and make the tackle. You got all your help inside. Quarterback's looking. If he don't have it, he's scrambling up the middle or to our left, okay? So keeping good leverage on him there. He's looking to scramble a lot. Do a good job of keeping him in a pocket and making a throw under pressure, okay?
Pass to the right. It's a screen pass to Welker. He's going to go to the end zone, standing up. Touchdown. Wow, that was like stealing.
Now let's go, man. Let's get after these guys and get the ball. All right, let's get the ball.
Going to be hit. Ball is in the air. It's on the ground. And it is recovered by the Patriots.
Hey, that's raising hell, baby. That's raising hell. That's what I'm talking about.
Everything you got. Everything you got.
Snap to Brady. Goes to the outside. Diving catch. Yes.
Go! Let's go, ho!
Snap is there. The ball is down. The kick is up. And Gostkowski knocks it through. Bouncing and caught, Brandon Lloyd, 85.
There we go, baby. That was tough.
No, we need
big win, man. Big win. Here we go, baby. Division championship. We'll take it. Let's keep winning. Here we go, fellas.
All right, fellas, congratulations. One of the reasons what we started for. Still got a long way to go. We got a good stretch here coming up now. We got some good teams we got to play. We'll see where we're at. But look, enjoy this one. You guys have worked hard for it. Wasn't our best, but it was good enough. Sometimes you got to win on what not they did in your best day. So congratulations. It was a long haul, but you guys did it. Beat all the comers in this division. So enjoy it, and we'll get ready to work on Houston on Wednesday. Good?
It's your time.
What do we think about winning the AFC East?
Job, way to play, man. Thanks, great game. B. Wasn't easy.
Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, first of all, congratulations on another division championship. It's your 10th in the last 12 years. I know it's not your ultimate goal, but really, when the season starts, that's the big goal for you, win the division first, correct?
That is. That's one of them. And it's certainly good to be able to address the team as the AFC East champs. So that's one thing that we've done. But a lot of football left and a lot of good opportunities down going forward here. We'll get a big one this week.
You got a lot of good guys filling in for you as far as depth. Some guys go down, other guys step up. It seems like get the next guy up and ready to go. Your team has a lot of success offensively. We know you score points. But there's a point in the game, at the end of that game, and you've tried to do it all year long, but where you really needed that one marquee drive, I think you knew it, I think your offense knew it, and they went out and they delivered. Was that one for the ages for you?
Yeah, it sure was. It's one of the best drives we've had all year, and came at a key time with about 8 minutes to go in the game, and we were able to grind it out down there and take it down to about a minute and kick the field goal that made it a two-score game. So we were 3-for-3 passing, and we ran the ball for, I think it was 11 times for 55 yards, so about 5 yards of carry in the running game at a key time in the game. It was a huge drive. We hadn't played that well offensively overall in the game, but we played our best on that last drive. That's when we needed it, and that's a mark of a good team.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show and talk about the big Monday night matchup with the Texans.
Coming up on All Access.
We follow Alfonso Dennard's path to the NFL.
And I haven't ever seen a kid with that type of athletic ability in my career, and that was Alfonso Dennard.
We sit down with Patriots wide receiver Wes Welker.
I'm in the bus just kind of going crazy, jumping up and down and everything like that, and nobody really knows why I'm going crazy.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, everyone. With 4 weeks left to go, it's a pennant race to see which teams end up where for playoff seedings. Here are the most up-to-date standings. Four teams, Houston, the Patriots, Baltimore, and Denver, will likely wind up with the top four seeds, with the order to be figured out over the next month. Indy looks to have the lead for the fifth spot, while Pittsburgh and Cincinnati should battle it out for the final playoff spot. It's just another reason why Monday night's game has so many implications. With more on the Patriots, here's Dan Roach.
Going to be sacked. Charging from the right side, Gerard Mayo on the blitz.
Last Sunday was a day that Patriots players take a lot of pride in, a hat and t-shirt day, as they clinched their fourth straight AFC East crown with a 23-16 win at Miami.
Patriots have won six games in a row to improve to 9-3 on the season.
However, as another NFL week went by, the Patriots suffered another key injury, as Julian Edelman was lost for the season with a broken foot.
It's an unfortunate injury, and I think we've all dealt with them, and I'm sure every team's dealing with important players.
The Pats moved quickly to replace Edelman on the roster as they signed Dante Stallworth, who was cut by the Patriots in training camp.
I have a lot of love for this organization and just everything about the New England Patriots, and I have a lot of friends on this team, so to say I was excited is probably an accurate assessment.
Meanwhile, the 9-3 Patriots face a big challenge this week as the top team in the AFC, the 11-1 Houston Texans, come in for a Monday night showdown.
it's a big challenge for us. They're an excellent football team. They're in all three phases. They do a great job, so it'll be fun.
The high-flying Texans come in with a high-powered offense, as they are second in the NFL in points scored, averaging just over 29 points per game. And they feature Pro Bowlers Matt Schaub, Arian Foster, and Andre Johnson.
They have a dangerous offense, and I think we know that. We're aware of that, and you know, now it's just all about going out there and playing.
Now, the month of December has been very kind to this Patriots franchise. Since 2001, they are 42-5 overall and 20-1 here at Gillette Stadium. That should bode well for not only Monday night's game, but for San Francisco coming in next Sunday as well. For Patriots All Access from the CBS scene here in Foxborough, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, thank you very much, Roachie. Joining me now is Patriot wide receiver Wes Welker. First of all, Wes, congratulations.
Thanks, Steve.
12 catches last week, 103 yards. I mean, the numbers just keep mounting up. But I don't even want to talk football right now. I want to talk about horse racing. Because right. Here's what a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't even know you own a horse.
Right.
Tell me about this horse, first of all.
Well, actually, it's this horse that I named, or actually a Twitter follower's named Undrafted. And
that's anyways, a perfect name, right?
Yeah. It was cool name. And, I've had some luck with him. And he's actually done really well. He's one of the top-rated two-year-olds out there right now. And we had some success with him this past Saturday. He was racing, actually, down there in Miami at Gulfstream Park. So we were on the bus and got to see the race.
What made you even get into horse racing? And what made you even want to own a horse?
I had a family friend who knew a guy that I became friends with. And, you know, we talked for a couple of years. And, you know, we'd always talk about horses and stuff like that. And he said he was getting in on a horse and if I wanted to. So I got very, very small into it and had some success with it.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of just built up from there. And, I got some really good people that do a great job with it. And being able to kind of take it from there.
And let's take a look at this race, because your horse is number one, right?
Yeah, he's the one horse on the rail. Wesley Ward's my trainer, and most of his horses get out, you know, pretty quick, especially out of the gate. So, we came out of the gate pretty well. Got a good job of getting the rail and not getting cut off or anything like that. Now he's just kind of cruising right now and kind of heading. Yeah, basically, it's a mile-long race. He's bred to go on the turf, so this is his first turf race. So I thought we'd get better odds than what we did, but...
What were the odds?
It was 5-2.
Uh-huh.
He's just kind of, you know, breezing right now and on the back stretch.
So can you tell this horse is about to make its move?
No. I mean, we don't really know what to expect because he's never gone this far.
Okay.
And we're not sure if he can go this far or not, And so it was good to see that, you know, he could. But, the number three set an all right pace. I believe it was 48-4 was the pace for some two-year-olds. So, you know, it's not blazing, but it's right there. And then right there, I don't know if he saw the five coming on him.
Uh-huh.
And he, you know.
From the outside?
A lot of times these horses are like kids. So if they see somebody running next to them, all of a sudden
they
speed up.
Right.
But I think he, you know, the three just kind of died there, and then he was able to pull away.
Well, here's what I like. Yeah. He leaves the other horses in the dust here.
Yeah, I mean.
You scored a touchdown.
Johnny V, the jockey, one of the best jockeys out there. And I think he only hit him twice, and that's all he really needed. And he ran away with it pretty well, so it was exciting.
All right, take me back to your trip to Miami, because you have a chance to watch this horse.
Right.
To watch the race, and how are you watching it?
I'm watching on my phone. So I'm sitting there on my phone. I got my headphones on because everybody's watching a movie.
Are you on the plane?
I'm on the bus.
You're on the bus?
On the way to get on the plane.
Okay, so take me there. You're watching it and you're saying what?
And I'm telling some of the guys know I'm watching my horse throughout the race and everything. So I got my headphones on, plugged into my, you know, so I can hear everything and all that stuff. So I'm in the bus just kind of going crazy, jumping up and down and everything like that. And, you know, nobody really knows why I'm going crazy.
Why are you going crazy?
But they figured it out pretty quick.
Were you shocked that Undrafted won?
I wasn't shocked, but it was a pleasant surprise for sure. I knew he had a chance. And he was, I think, second favorite in the race. And And I knew he had an opportunity. He was bred to go on the turf, and it was his first time. So it was just a matter of if he could go that long. And, you know, obviously he can.
Hey, good luck this week against Houston.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Wes Welker, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
From the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting nugget. This season, the NFL is commemorating the 120th anniversary of William Pudge Heffelfinger becoming the first player ever to be paid. It happened in 1892. Today, a descendant of his, Tim Heffelfinger, works as a scout for the Patriots. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly.
Today's no-nonsense conversation with the coach is brought to you by SBLI, Teddy Bruschi's choice for life insurance. Visit SBLI.com for a free quote.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The coach rejoins me now. Let's talk about the Houston Texans. When you play teams in the National Football League, there's only 16 games a year, and you respect the opponent. I sit here every week with you and say, boy, this team's good. They do A, B, C, and D. Here come the Houston Texans. Is this the best football team you've faced to date yet?
Well, they're pretty good. Yeah, they're pretty good. I think that they're well-balanced. They're good on offense. They're good on defense. Martin's done a good job for them in the kicking game and returning. So they've really, you know, got a good balanced attack, and they can run it, they can throw it, they can stop the run, they can rush the passer. They've won close games. They've blown people out. They can play from ahead. They can play from behind. So they've proved over the last 12 games that they do a lot of things very well.
Okay. When teams go to play you and you line up defensively against them, I think they have to find out where number 75 is, Vince Wilfork. You look at the Houston Texans. Now it's only his second year. J.J. Watt, have you seen a player at that point, that early in the league, have the type of impact he has for the Texans?
Well, I put Lawrence Taylor in that category. But
really?
Yeah, it's a short list. He's been, he's been very impressive. He does a lot of things well. He plays the run well. He's got 28 tackles for loss. So he's a tough guy to block. He pursues well. He's got good quickness, good instincts. He's long in there. And he's very good in the passing game. He can rush straight ahead. He can run games. He's knocked down 11 balls, 12, 15 balls, whatever it is, knocked down 15 passes, a couple of those for interceptions. So he's a very disruptive player, and Smith playing beside him is pretty disruptive too. So, I mean, that's a good compliment to have. I know when I was with the Giants, we had Lawrence Taylor. The best thing that happened to Lawrence Taylor was Carl Banks. And when you have another guy playing on the other side of you like Watt does with Antonio Smith, it's two hard guys to block, and you can put your attention to one of them, but it's hard to get both of them.
That's interesting. Good point about Lawrence. All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @KennyB. Says he's watched you for a lot of years. You're on the sideline. You have a piece of paper like this, and you're jotting things down in between series. What are you doing? What is that little piece of paper for during the game?
Just notes to make, things to talk about when the players come off at the end of the series. Sometimes things to talk about at halftime or just kind of reminders. And I have a list of things that I want to make sure that I look for during the game. How much are they doing of different things? How much of a problem is it and that type? So some just reminders, a little cheat sheet.
All right, good stuff. All right, if you want to ask the coach a question like Kenny B did, you got to follow us on Twitter @Patriots, #AskBB. We'll be back with the Bellastrator Houston Texans. What are we going to look at?
Well, we'll see a little bit of J.J. Watt, that's for sure.
Sounds good. We'll see if anybody blocks him one-on-one. First, more of All Access right after this, and then the Bellastrator.
Coming up on All Access.
And this is a big play right before the half.
Later, we shine the spotlight on the AFC's top team, the Houston Texans, on the Bellastrator.
15 sacks this season. He's got a lot of them from end. He's got a lot of them from inside of tackles. Very disruptive player.
But first, listen in as Coach Belichick is mic'd up.
And when he steps up, then that's when we're falling back and getting him.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, the official shave of the New England Patriots. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the New England Patriots.
Congratulations to Cathedral High School coach Dwayne Sigsbury. He's our Bob's Discount Furniture Coach of the Week. Cathedral won their first ever Division 4A Eastern Mass Super Bowl title with their thrilling double overtime win over Madison Park. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Cathedral High School football program in the name of Dwayne Sigsbury.
One, two, three, Patriots!
This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
Well, here's a special treat. We present Bill Belichick mic'd up during the game 2 weeks ago against the Colts.
John, how you doing?
Coach, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Coach, good to see you.
A regular. Get you all the time. Yeah, we get you every month. The Super Bowl, Buffalo, here. Man.
I'm like a bad penny.
No, that's not true at all. How you doing, buddy? Good to see you too, Hunter.
Good luck the rest of the year.
Thanks, you too. Yeah, campaign it for you for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's one of those things, you know?
Yeah, I know. Someday, though. Hope I'll be invited.
Front row.
Hey, how you doing, Reg?
Good, you all right?
You have another great year.
Right.
Hall of Fame career.
Gostkowski boots it deep.
Now, let's get some pressure on these guys. Go ahead. Let's get some pressure on these guys this series now.
Coming in on lock. Able to get away. And just throw it away.
Edelman takes it on the fly. 35, 40, 45, 50, far side, 40, 35. He's inside the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Ring it up. Touchdown, Julian Edelman. Woo! That was pretty.
Look, we got to get the call from the linebacker.
With the right luck. On the play action and back to throw, steps up, lets it go, open, and intercepted. Overthrew it to the far side, that's Tlaib at the 45, 40, 35, back to the left of the 20. He's a...
Get in there.
Aqib Tlaib, welcome to New England!
Ready to start. All right, long way to go.
Ballard with a wiggle and a gain of... five.
Look, all the runs are going to our right. So I'm going to put you over there on the right. I think that's what they're doing is they're running away from you.
And this one's not going to go anywhere as Wilford and Ninkovich again double up.
That's a good series right there. That's a real good series. And when he steps up, then that's when we're falling back and getting him. That's the good job. We fall back and get him. When he steps up, we're right on him. The coverage was tight. I mean, he barely squeezed those two in there. But we're on him. That's the way to play him right there. Back up!
Back to throw. Steps, fires to the left. Intercepted!
Go! Go!
45, 50. He's at the 30. He's going to go all the way.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Let's get ready to go back now. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Didn't look like it that first couple drives.
Good game first half. But it just opened up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we couldn't even slow them down the first two drives.
Good luck the rest of the game.
Thank you. Thank you.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette Pro Fusion. Houston Texans come to town. One of the good old school offenses still left in the league.
Yes, I tell you what, two tight end sets. They even have a fullback on the roster. Going to stretch the field with one of the best backs in the NFL, Arian Foster.
See, the cool thing about being Matt Schaub is he's usually under center. Not a lot of shotgun. Now, they run the old Denver offense. A lot of boots, a lot of play action. But it's the stretch zone blocking runs.
So do this and show how far he has to go to get the ball to Foster. Now, Foster, what he is so good at is really good at reading his blocks and being patient. So he's going to come and stretch the field. That's his first priority. If he can get to the edge, he's going to go. As soon as he sees the crease, though, he's going to take that first. And he's a good runner, man. I like to tell you. He doesn't look like he's that fast, but he is. Doesn't look like he's that physical, but he'll run you over.
I want you to show why they stretch it, because we talked to you about this last week with Miami, which Reggie Bush. You got a young defense that's active up front. It's the cutback. Watch the cutback, because now all of a sudden you get flow going this way, and you start gang tackling this guy.
Okay.
Then once you get the runs going, this is where Houston
now
kills
do the naked. I'll be the tight end. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a slam and go.
Yep. Here's the thing. Now watch. Here's the play action. Here he goes this way to flow. Off the back hands, and boom, we're off and we're running right up the field. So it's a lot of Arian Foster between the tackles. Watch the cutback. And then once you get that cranking up, play action to the tight end.
Tight end, most important person on the football field. Let's go!
Athletically, the first time I saw the athletic ability of Alphonso Dennard was in middle school, and I was teaching middle school PE, and we were playing a game of dodgeball, and I saw this kid that no one could hit, and he was pretty good at that game, and he could do all kinds of things, and I haven't ever seen a kid with that type of athletic ability in my career, and that was Alphonso Dennard. One thing about Alphonso, he's really a shy kid. He's like me, come from this small town here that has under 1,500 people in it, the city that he grew up in. But Alphonso, again, was a real shy kid, but he was one that had a passion for sports and athletics, and especially football. At that time, our program was not blessed with great athletes. And with Alphonso and other members of his class, I saw that they were going to give us the potential to have a good football team the next 4 years. And when you saw him play the first time, it made you excited and to know that you had a kid coming that could do some special things.
Intercepted, yes. Fumble, ball on the ground, Patriots have it.
Nice defensive play there by Dennard, the rookie.
I think what made Alphonso a success in high school was the dreams that he had. What he's doing now is the dreams that he had when he was in high school and before high school. Alphonso's always wanted to be an NFL football player. And I know now he's living a dream that he had a long time ago. And I think that desire to be the NFL player, I think that desire got him to this point.
And it is intercepted at the 5-yard line. Intercepted. Oh, he's going to go all the way. That is Alphonso Dennard.
When I think of Alphonso, I think of a kid with a big smile. And that's what I see. I see a big smile on his face almost all the time. And I think of a kid that plays football for the fun of it and really enjoys it. When I watch him play, he's still my little kid. And I'm excited, just as our whole county is, about the things that he's doing now.
That was Alphonso Dennard's path to the NFL.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bellustrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. Looking at the Houston defense, and I think you're going to write number 99 up there, J.J. Watt.
Well, that's one place to start. In Houston's 3-4 defense, he usually plays the strong side, or what we call the 5 technique. And so this is Watt over here on the right side.
A 5 technique, that's outside the tackle, correct? Basically.
Yes, okay. Yes, right. 5 technique would be right here. So here it is against Detroit. And you can see he starts to make a power rush on the tackle, then has the quickness to get to the outside, come around the corner and make the sack here. 15 sacks this season. He's got a lot of them from end. He's got a lot of them from inside of tackles. Very disruptive player. Sahiri is now inside in their four-man line against Miami. And this is a big play right before the half where it was a very close game. And Watt comes in there, gets a deflection, bats it up in the air. Jackson makes the interception. And that set the Texans up for a field goal right before the half. And this game kind of got out of hand after that.
What is it? His motor? Is it the legs? The hand? He's so good with his hands. He's that strong? Leverage?
All the above.
Just everything, huh?
Quick, fast, wow. Good length. You know, this is a play in the Ravens game, again, that kind of broke this one open where he, you can see, comes up here, times his jump, tips the ball, gets his hand on it there. Joseph makes the interception and runs it back for a touchdown. So
how do you counter that this week, say in practice? Is it Dante working with the tackles, punching, getting his hands down?
Right, we'll do plenty of that, yeah. Okay. Get the tennis rackets out there.
It's fun, yeah. Try to have Tom throw over the brooms.
You bet. Yeah, and he really gets his hands on a lot of balls. No, this is Antonio Smith on the other side, and this is in the Ravens game. Watt's a problem over here, but here's Smith. You can see he's got this quick swim move here on the guard and comes in here for the sack. You know, to have two players like that inside is really tough to handle. This is the very next play, and I think this is one of the, you know, real highlight plays of the year. Smith comes in here and starts to fake like he's going to run a game. You can see that he mm-hmm. turns and looks outside, and then the guard will turn and look for the end right there, and then Smith beats him back inside. So, again, Smith's a real crafty player. He's quick. He's got good, as we saw in the play before, good pass rush, quickness, and leverage. You can see the Ravens are over here trying to go 3-on-2 and help out on this side where Watt is, but, you know, that leaves Smith 1-on-1, and he's a tough guy to handle too. So,
got one shot here, Coach. What are we looking at?
Well, I don't think we can do it without talking about Andre Johnson. He's still one of the most explosive players in the league. And, you know, here's a play against the Broncos where the Texans come in here and fake a run and bring the backside tight end across, and now it becomes a play-action pass. So they've got, you know, good sell here, and you see it affects the secondary. They come up, and Johnson's able to get a step on the corner here. Schaub launches it, you know, for an easy touchdown. And they have a great running game, but they also do a great job with their play-action passes, both to the tight ends and the receivers. Here's the same play from the end zone. And this is a good example, too, of Schaub, because they sell out so hard on the play-action fake that they really don't have all the Broncos blocked. And there's pressure on the quarterback, but, you know, Schaub's able to execute it well enough that he gets back, sees the field quickly, sees that Johnson has a step on the corner, and puts it out there perfectly for the score. So,
and that's one thing you want to do, avoid these chunk plays. Make them drive it, make them earn every yard they get. All right, Coach, big game, primetime Monday night. Go get them.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. There's your Bellustrator. More of All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
What a week for the kids at the Rockwell Elementary School in Bristol, Rhode Island. Patriots players were on hand to lead the students through the ultimate gym class and answer their questions about health and fitness.
I know how hard it is to get your kid to eat well. My son's about to be 3, and, you know, he's very picky on how to eat. It's a lot of work, and it takes a lot of time and effort.
In addition, the Patriots presented the school with a check for $10,000 for their health and wellness programs.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. The Patriots are division champs, but just like Belichick did, I guess we're glossing over it too. But should we?
Well, you know, it's very impressive to just look at the sheer numbers, 10 out of 12 years. And, you know, Tom Brady just finishes in first place. That's all he does. Even when they not technically in first place, they tie for first. So you look at the success, and it is easy to take it for granted because, obviously, this team plays for bigger things than AFC East titles. But what did they have, four before Belichick and Brady got together? And now they have 10 in 12 years. It's amazing.
Yeah, the thing that fascinates me is that I don't think the other three teams are close right now. Miami, Buffalo, the Jets. That's a big gap right there right now. So they got this run now, and they could continue it over the next couple of years.
All right, let's talk about war of attrition, because all of a sudden the injury bucket is really starting to hit this Patriot football team. No Gronk now, no Edelman. What do the Patriots do now?
Yeah, and don't forget the offensive line, too, with Logan Mankins. Right. And now Dan Conley has to come out of the game with a back problem. Yeah, they're starting to pile up a little bit, and it's the same case around the league. It's one of the things that, you know, when we're talking about the NFL in general, and you wonder what kind of league it's going to be 20, 30 years from now, these are the kinds of things people are pointing to. You know, I know it's a cliche, but it is a battle of attrition. It's who has enough players healthy enough come January to get through. And the fact that this league has even discussed adding games to the regular season to me is insane, based on what we're seeing in every NFL city every year.
Yeah, this to me is the Bill Belichick philosophy of building a team. In the offseason, we'll often want him to go for the big splash, the Mario Williams, but he oftentimes adds four players for what one team might pay for one, and I think this is the reason why the importance of depth coming into play, not just with the Patriots, but with every team around the league. I think that context is really important. Patriots not the only one dealing with the injury bug.
I'm going to switch gears on you guys all together. Here's what concerns me, the kicker. Game on the line, do you guys believe that Gostkowski can come up with a big kick?
You know, it's a funny question because I do have a lot of confidence in him. I've seen him perform at a high level, and I've seen him make difficult kicks. And I saw him make some pressure kicks earlier in the year against the Jets in a very, very big spot. That was a big game for them to have won. If they lose that game at home and all he had to do is miss that first one and they lose that game at home, we might be talking about a whole lot of different things. But I can't ignore the fact that he's missed six. And I'll tell you what worried me, Mike, the last one, he had been hooking a few. And this one, it looked like he overcompensated and pushed it way right.
No, most of them have been left. To him.
So I wonder how much of that, Steve, is in his head.
In all fairness to him, the last one was 49 yards.
It was. Yeah. The last one he missed was 49. And let's also mention the entire operation. There's the snap, there's a hold, there's a kick. And we'd have to look closer at the misses to see how many of them were actually on Gostkowski. But to me, the thing that we want to focus on is we're getting into December.
Right.
The margin for error is going to thin. The playoffs. I mean, you got two teams here, maybe two of the best teams in the league in Houston and New England. If you were to say what's the one thing that might stop them from accomplishing their goals, you could make a case that questions at place kicker would be near the top of the list.
Is Houston the best team the Patriots will play so far?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the most balanced team. I think that they have good offense and defense, and I think they're very balanced on offense. It's not just a run-oriented team. They can throw the ball, too, a little bit with Schaub and Andre Johnson and those guys. And I think what they do better than most teams is they set up their pass with the run. I think a lot of teams do it the other way around. This is sort of an old-fashioned team that runs to set up the pass, and they make big plays when they do that, when they get Arian Foster and those guys rolling. So, yeah, I think it's the best team that they've seen so far.
I would agree with that. I think that for the Patriots, one fortunate aspect is when you're catching them at home on a Monday night, their third straight road game. And I do have some questions about the Texans. I mean, barely getting by the Jaguars, barely getting by the Lions on Thanksgiving. So, while I think they are the best team the Patriots have faced, I don't want to sit here and build them up to the point that I think they're invincible.
Monday night game, prediction time. What do you got?
Whew. Can we skip the prediction part? this one I'm really looking forward to, and all the things that Mike says sort of weigh in the back of my mind. That third straight road game is a rarity in the NFL. Not a lot of teams have three-game road trips. I am going to, however, buck the trend here. I think Houston's going to come here, and I think that they've heard for the better part of a month how they've never been in this spot. And Matt Schaub has never played in a big game and all this stuff, and I think they have something to play for, even though they can more afford a loss here than the Patriots. They're on the road. They have the 11-1 record. They can afford a loss here. I'm going to say they pull an upset.
Really?
And it's going to be a very high-scoring upset because they're not going to do what Miami did last week. I think Houston comes away with a 31-28
win. So you think Houston's going to come in here and beat this team?
Yeah. Listen, that doesn't mean anything about what I'll say a month from now when they play again. I might have a whole different look at how things are at that time. I think right now the Patriots are sort of battling through some injuries, whereas Houston's been dealing with injuries and starting to get some guys back. And I think they're sick of listening to everybody tell them how they're not really that good, and I think they have a statement to make.
It's a bold pick, and I'm going to disagree with it. Patriots 10-1 in their last 11 Monday Night Football games, and I know the history doesn't necessarily matter, and I know we've talked about the Patriots' injuries. I see a Texans defense that as long as the Patriots can protect Tom Brady, I see opportunities for them to move the ball, so I'll go Patriots 31, Texans 27 in a great football game.
So we have the same game, just the different teams winning.
Different teams winning. That's right. All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Interesting. We'll see who's right come Monday night. All right, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great weekend, everyone. See you later.